From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Donald Trump is now official. Late Thursday, U.S. businessman Donald Trump accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. VOA's Jim Malone was in Cleveland and filed this report.
It was Donald Trump's biggest political moment in the spotlight so far, and Trump was eager to seize it.
Together, we will lead our party back to the White House, and we will lead our country back to safety, prosperity, and peace.
Trump sought to foster party unity after a sometimes fractious convention. And he also went after his Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
After 15 years of wars in the Middle East, after trillions of dollars spent and thousands of lives lost, the situation is worse than it has ever been before. This is the legacy of Hillary Clinton.
The political focus now shifts to Democrats, who hold their convention next week in Philadelphia. Jim Malone, VOA News, in Cleveland.
Trump last night spoke to his party's convention for an hour and a half. Turkey says it will suspend the European Convention on Human Rights during the three-month state of emergency it declared to purge perpetrators of last week's failed coup. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the state of emergency's purpose is to be able to take the most efficient steps to return to democracy and rule of law. The Turkish leader said the armed forces would not take control of the country during this time. A pro-government Tuareg militia group is reported taking control of Mali's northern city of Kidal after fighting broke out between the militia and a coalition chiefly made up of former Tuareg rebels. Tuareg separatists briefly took control of northern Mali in 2012. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande announced a new supply of heavy weapons being sent to Iraq next month as part of military assistance in fighting Islamic State, but ruled out any deployment of ground forces there and in Syria. Speaking to reporters after an emergency security meeting on Friday, the president stressed the international nature of the fight against IS, saying that even if it was France that was attacked on July the 14th, it was the world that was targeted. Hollande also outlined plans to increase domestic security forces by 10,000 troops to protect public gatherings and festivities in France. Nearly 3,000 migrants have died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea since the beginning of 2016, that according to the International Organization for Migration. So far this year, 2,977 deaths of migrants and refugees trying to reach Europe by sea have been recorded by the IOM. The organization added that this figure does not take into account at least a dozen more corpses expected to be recovered in the coming days as another ship is expected to arrive. President Obama has lauded Muslim Americans as patriots and heroes and decried discrimination and violence against Muslims in the U.S. He made his comments at a White House dinner celebrating the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, which marks the end of Ramadan. In 2015, there were about 3.3 million Muslim Americans in 2015, making up about 1% of the total U.S. population. China has taken the first step to claim compensation from air polluters after a court in Shandong province ruled this week to impose an unprecedented penalty of nearly $3.3 million on a local glass manufacturer for its toxic emissions. The country's first ruling against air pollution has sent a warning across factories in China to better manage their emissions. According to estimates released by Berkeley Earth late last year, dirty air in China is killing 4,000 people a day, accounting for 1 in 6 premature deaths. The search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared more than 2 years ago, is coming to an end. The transport ministers of Malaysia, Australia, and China have agreed that the three-nation hunt in the Indian Ocean for the missing plane will be suspended after the current search area is totally scoured. The decision was announced Friday in Malaysia after a meeting of the ministers. Indonesian civil servants have been ordered not to play the video game Pokemon Go at work in a bid to protect state secrets. Indonesians have been swept up in the frenzy of the game, designed to be played on smartphones and tablets. The game has been a huge success, launching 2 weeks ago. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.